Hello, this is Venetia and welcome back to Skipping with Jesus. I have a word from God. It was God's voice that spoke this word to me on May the 3rd, 2024. It was at 2 a.m. that I received this word. The title of this spoken word is "The Shift in My Supernatural Has Happened." The shift in my supernatural has happened. And like with all prophetic words, I would ask you to go to this Holy Spirit and ask Him for the relevance, or if there is any relevance in this spoken word to you, and that you check it out with His written scriptures, validate with Holy Spirit that this is God's word, and then if it is and it applies, I pray you receive it and apply it to your life. Holy Spirit, I love and appreciate everything you do through me. Abba, Father, I love you. I am so, so thankful that you chose me to be your daughter, that you have called me for such a time as this and chosen me to represent your spoken word. Now, Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit flows through me and that I speak with the intent that you gave this word to me. And Holy Spirit, I pray that those that God the Father was intending this word to be for, that they find their way to this video, and that their hearts are receptive to receive this word. Holy Spirit, here am I, none of me, all of you. Take over my voice and speak through my voice. That all the glory be given to Jesus, our Savior, our Lord and King. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, hear mine. So, the scripture that the written scripture that we brought in to tie along with this spoken word is from Amos 3:7, and it's found in, we brought this in from the King James Version, and it says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets." And this is what God said to me for me to scribe for him. "My prophets told you that a shift in my supernatural was going to happen. It is now happening. The enemy knows his days are numbered. He has released his total offensive war strategies out on the earth. But I am still in control, says the God of angel armies. For those who have eyes to see, they can see through their spiritual sight what I am doing through my angel armies and Holy Spirit. They see my glory being poured out in supernatural proportion to that of what the enemy is releasing. Through their sight, they are seeing dead things coming back to life, new lives being transformed, beauty rising from ashes being birthed, miracles, signs, and wonders of my son's return. They are aware of the dark evil interceding for those yet to know me as their Lord and Savior. They are riding on the winds of Holy Spirit, floating on his water's current as he leads and guides them according to my will, plans, and purpose. Many are my messengers soaring as eagles above all the darkness. They are maintaining watch for others of my children unable to see, helping them navigate through the darkness of these last days. Then there are others making crooked paths straight for the ones just being born in me, creating a way of escape from death and destruction of the evil one. My body is busy caring for the wounded and less fortunate while maintaining their focus on me. My warrior army is conquering the darkness through my battle strategies, being led by their commander-in-chief. They are being assisted by my angel armies that I have released throughout the earth, while there are others of my children bringing back to me the spoils from the battlefield rightly belonging to my son. Don't believe for one second that the enemy is winning due to what you are witnessing in your natural sight, for I have released my fire on those willing to receive and steward it, enabling them to consume the enemy's lies, schemes, and disguises. In many areas, they are answering the prayers of the intercessors, literally changing the trajectory of the enemy's battle plans, putting him on the defense. Then there are my frontline warriors having the wisdom of Solomon, the fearless battle instincts of David, the courage of John the Baptist, and the boldness like to that of Peter. Then there are those like Gideon who walk right into the enemy's camp, stealing battle plans, then using them against them in their defeat, flipping the script from darkness to light. You see now, those having spiritual sight to see are seeing my glory being revealed throughout my supernatural shift. Do not fear what is seen in your natural eye. Lean into Holy Spirit. Allow Him to give you revelation and knowledge of my battle plans and strategies. You will not hear my plans being released from any other source but the Spirit. Therefore, if you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to my church, says the God of angel armies. And then in Judges 6 and 12 in the King James Version, this is to Gideon. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, speaking of Gideon, and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Let me tell you, for those that are in the heat of the battle, for those of God's children, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. Thou mighty men and women of valor, the Lord is with thee. And then in Revelations 10, 5 and 7 in the Amplified, this word is an example of how the prophets foretold of these things that are going to happen. Again, this is Revelations 10, 5 through 7 in the Amplified. Then the angel whom I seen standing on the sea and the land raised his right hand to swear an oath to heaven. This is found in Deuteronomy 32 and 40 and Daniel 12, 6 and 7. And swore an oath by the name of him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there will be delay no longer. But when it is time for the trumpet call of the seventh angel when he is about to sound, then the mystery of God, that is, his hidden purpose and plan, is finished as he announced the gospel to his servants, the prophets. And you'll find that in Daniel 12 and 6, Romans 11, 25, 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, and 1 Thessalonians 2 and 7. And also, there was another prophet that was part of the spoken word in Nehemiah 9 and 6. So I pray that God's blessing would be upon this word, and that when Holy Spirit brings to our attention a prophetic word that he has for us to receive, that we would first discern the Spirit giving it, and then make sure it backs up with the written word. Be faithful to steward prophetic words well. I thank you for taking the time to watch these videos. Again, this is God's channel, and I pray that he continues to bless it and brings people together in a tribe that we can speak encouragement to one another, uplift each other, and walk with each other through this time that he has placed us. I love you all. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. But until he comes, may the Father find us faithful in skipping down those uncharted paths with his Son, doing what he purposed and planned in our destiny with his Son. I love you all. God bless you. Bye-bye.